As a major in an infantry engineer medical corps, Garcia received the Bronze Star Medal and 6 battle stars. Yet coming home from the war, Garcia faced his biggest battle of all, stopping discrimination against Chicanos.
Our main problem was discrimination mostly in the Army Depot, Naval Air Station, public places, schools, hospitals, draft boards, restaurants, post offices, you name it. It was everywhere. I knew enough about history to realize that most of this discrimination and prejudice against was based on the Texas Revolution of 1836, and then, of course, following the Mexican-American War of 1848. I thought, you know, as I grew up, that it was mostly in Texas because of the Texas Revolution, the days of the Goldie and the Alamo. But I found out later, no, it was nationwide, even up in New York and Ohio, in Washington State. We got a lot of incidents wherein the Mexican-American discriminated against and hated as much as, well, not as much, but certainly close to as much in Texas.
The famous Longoria case prompted Dr. Garcia to start the American GI Forum. Felix Longoria, a World War II soldier, died in the Philippines. In Three Rivers, Texas, the funeral director denied the Longoria family the use of the chapel and burial services because Longoria was a Mexican. The incident made international headlines, and with the help of then-Senator Lyndon Johnson and President Truman, Dr. Garcia secured the burial of Longoria in Arlington National Cemetery. Afterwards, the American GI Forum began to tackle other problems.